Alaska school districts are waiting longer than expected for the results of new state test scores. And Southeast residents speak out about the proposed summer 2016 ferry schedule. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories up next. Residents from across Alaska spoke out Friday at a teleconference focusing on planned cuts to summer ferry service. The teleconference was a chance for citizens to comment on the record to Senator Peter Michicki and Captain John Falvey of the Alaska Marine Highway System. The draft schedule shows significant reductions in service that will affect thousands of people in a number of ways. KHNS's Jillian Rogers listened in and filed this report.
It's not just a highway. It's people's lives. It's people's livelihoods.
As ferry users spoke out, like Skagway's Susan Reed, one after another for more than 2 hours, the point was driven home that people need the ferries. It's not a luxury or a privilege, residents said. It is literally a lifeline. One Sitka resident said these cuts would be like blocking off the Sterling Highway from Anchorage to the Kenai Peninsula and letting only a limited number of cars through a few times a week. Others talked about medical trips, school functions, and cultural impacts. But the common thread throughout was the detriment to these towns' bottom lines because of fewer visitors during the tourism season. Cody Jennings is Skagway's tourism director and one of a half a dozen Skagway residents to testify.
The Alaska Marine Highway is very important to our quality of life here in all of Southeast Alaska, not to mention greatly affects our economies, and we want to reiterate those points to you that it is extremely valued.
Michicki, a Republican senator who represents the Kenai Peninsula, serves as co-chair of the Senate Finance Committee and is the chairman of a finance subcommittee for transportation and public facilities. He admitted that some of the recent legislative cuts made were, quote, clumsy.
This is a tough place to come. I know that you're going to be affected by these cuts, if not as much more than any other community, so we're here to listen.
And he said there is room for adjustments. Falvey is the general manager of the Marine Highway System. He acknowledged that Sitka will see the deepest cuts to service, with only two stops slated each week for the summer. As the draft schedule stands now, Skagway and Haines will have port calls 5 days a week from mainline ferries, with Wednesday and Saturday left as no ferry days. In July and August 2015, Skagway and Haines had ferries in port 7 days a week, most weeks. Falvey said they're working to update an old economic impact study to get a closer look at impacts statewide of the marine highway system. He added that this could possibly be the lowest level of ferry service since the marine highway was born over half a century ago. Skagway Mayor Mark Schaefer said the ferry system links southeast to the rest of the state and beyond.
The Upper Lynn Canal generates significant traffic volumes, which are directly linked to marine highway revenues. This segment of the system helps support the rest of the system. So we encourage you to look for solutions and find the way.
Jerry Hope, the Sitka Tribe of Alaska's transportation director, raised a concern that has largely been overlooked when talking about ferry cuts, the cultural impacts. He said the ferries are heavily utilized by Alaska Natives traveling to see family and friends for celebrations and potlatches.
When we go to these kuiks, we bring cases and cases of jarred fish, jarred berries, jams, jellies, food, gifts, blankets. These are big deals. That's not something we can really load up with Alaska Airlines on with a high level of people, that the amount of people that come to these kuiks.
While no one from Haines commented at this particular teleconference, the borough administration is trying to rally locals for a similar event on November 4th. Borough manager Dave Sosa said they're providing a letter template for residents to email to state representatives and officials. He said he hopes to have a stack of thousands of letters to hand over. He's encouraging residents to speak out for this essential service.
Over the course of particular weekends, we get thousands and thousands of people into Haines. And by reducing those runs, it makes it less likely those people will come in for big events like the beer festival and the fair and any of the other, you know, exciting things we do here in the summer. So a significant impact to local businesses.
But he added it's much more than that.
It's medical care for everyone in the community. It's the schools going to and from events. It's a key link in the education of the children of the community. It's how we connect with the rest of the Southeast, and it's how the rest of the Southeast connects with the rest of Alaska.
The Borough Assembly will vote on a resolution at this week's meeting. The written public comment period ends November 3rd, with the second teleconference slated for November 4th. The summer schedule will be determined before the end of the year. In Haines, I'm Jillian Rogers.
To find the link to the proposed summer ferry schedule or to comment, go to cajuns.org. School districts across the state are waiting on standardized test scores that were scheduled for release in early October. 3rd through 10th graders took the Alaska Measures of Progress test for the first time last spring. State education officials say the test is more rigorous than the previous assessment, but finding out how students did on the new exams is taking longer than expected.
We've had some frustration with our vendor. We think that these kinks should have been worked out sooner.
That's Alaska Department of Education Commissioner Mike Hanley. The state has a contract with the Kansas-based Achievement and Assessment Institute, or AAI, to develop and score the new AMP tests. Hanley says when AAI gave the AMP scores to the state recently,
we weren't happy with, we found some glitches in some of the data, the way it transferred to our reports.
Hanley says the glitches had to do with the way scores were differentiated and scaled. For example, in reading, the AMP tests measure different skills.
One is reading for information. One is reading literature. We should be able to see a different score for each of those. And because of the way it was scaled, we couldn't see the differentiation between the two, and yet we know there is one. They're both reading, but they're different skills. And when we couldn't see a difference, they all kind of looked the same. We said, that doesn't sound like what we know about our students.
I mean, I do take 100% responsibility for that.
Mary Ann Pieri is the AAI's project manager for the AMP contract. She says there were a few unique things about the Alaska tests that posed challenges which AAI should have been better prepared for.
We weren't used to the kinds of checks that are needed in your state. For instance, there are a lot of transfers in Alaska within the testing window. We had several kids that actually changed grade levels in the middle of the testing window. So we had quite a few kids that had duplicate scores.
The back and forth between the state and the testing vendor has left superintendents hanging.
It's frustrating from a district standpoint to get ready and then get let down.
Rich Carlson is interim superintendent for the Haines School District. He's worked as a superintendent in Alaska for 14 years and says he can't remember this kind of delay ever happening in the past.
It's been very confusing because we have been ramping up for the release of the scores and the public release for probably 4 or 5 months.
Superintendents in districts including Haines, Dillingham, and Wrangell have warned at school board meetings that students' scores for the assessments are likely to be lower than those from previous yearly exams because AMP standards are more rigorous. Here's Commissioner Hanley.
So that's where the anxiety, I think, is. That's what's being held up, and that's what we'd like to just get out there and share with parents and share with communities and schools, so we can move on and kind of get a better understanding around it.
And there's another concern. Alaska, like many other states, saw an increase in opt-outs with the new standardized tests. In school districts like Haines and Sitka, testing refusals jumped from almost none to numbers that will likely affect district scores significantly. Hanley says the delays happening now are probably not going to help that situation.
Yeah, it's not going to build confidence. I don't know. It's hard to say how it'll impact, more people wanting to opt out.
And the delay is not building the commissioner's confidence in this new testing vendor. AAI has a $25 million five-year contract with the state of Alaska. Hanley says if it seems the institute won't be able to deliver on that contract, the state will have to make a choice.
You know, you expect some glitches in the first-time rollout. I didn't expect this kind of delay, though.
Hanley doesn't know how much longer the delay will last. AAI's Pieri said Monday afternoon the institute will share its cleaned-up data with the state that day. The state and superintendents will check the scores before releasing final results to the public. Some districts have publicized initial scores from the AMP tests. Commissioner Hanley says that information is not inaccurate, but they are not the final results. For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.